This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. The documentary Bronx Obama follows the story of Luis Ortiz, a man living in the Bronx who one day in 2008 is told he looks an awful lot like a guy named Barack Obama from Chicago who's running for president. And that changes everything. Ryan Murdoch is the director of Bronx Obama, and he joins me to talk about the film.
Luis is a guy from the Bronx who, before 2008, he was an unemployed Verizon worker. He had worked for many years installing phone line and cable lines into people's homes in the Bronx. And one day he walked into a bar. I mean, the story literally starts like guy walks into a bar, and everything changed from that moment out. He's a Puerto Rican guy who happens to look a lot like Barack Obama.
Let's play a clip from the film so we can hear the story of his being told, hey, you look like this guy, Barack Obama.
Sure.
I was just down and out, like, ugh. Until one day, walked into a bar and people were like, oh, dude, you made the front page. I'm like, what? I don't know what the hell people are talking about. So I look at the page, Daily News, I believe it was, and there's this dude with big ears, just running against Hillary or whatever.
I was behind the bar and I looked and I said to him, did anybody ever tell you you look like this guy that's running for the president? This guy Obama, right?
And I'm like, all right, I don't really get it. I think it's the big ear thing.
So I said, no, you really, really dope.
What was it like walking around with him? I mean, I know that there was filming going on, but just also walking down the street, walking in Times Square, what were people's reactions?
Well, Luis, especially when he's in the suit, all dressed up and really trying to look like Obama, it's constant head turning. Everywhere I went with him, people were rubbernecking and gawking, and some of them would sneak pictures on their cell phones because they, it was some random place and they didn't want to be rude and take, interrupt him. So they're just like we'd be eating lunch and the people in the booth next to us would be snapping a photo or whatever. And then tons of people would just interrupt and say, excuse me, can I take your picture? Do you know who you look like? And one of the things I found in the making the film is that, this is really for Luis a blessing and a curse. I mean, there's a way in which he can't get away from it, even when he's not trying to look like Obama and he's just in kind of his regular clothes, people still see it. And I think that's kind of exhausting, frankly. It's this thing he can't really get away from unless he really tries not to look like Obama.
But the other thing is that, that's the curse, but the blessing is that Luis has been laid off from his job. He's been fired. He needs money. And so when Obama gets elected and he starts getting more gigs, it means he's flying around the world. And he's finally, after a period of not having much money, getting some money.
Yeah, I mean, this was really, kind of an American dream story. Like, he has this opportunity and he tries to run with it. And he's successful, especially in the early period after Obama's initial election. And then things got a little tougher as Obama's first term wore on. And Luis actually was doubting whether or not it was really worth pursuing, because he wasn't an actor before this. He didn't know the business skills. He didn't have the acting skills. And so the film really follows his attempt during election year 2012 to sort of double down on this opportunity that's given to try to really turn it into a new career and a new way of supporting his family and a new way of paying the basic bills and really, turning his life around in his early 40s.
So for a portion of the film, we see Lewis in the suit looking like Obama. But then he realizes that he can't just look like the guy. Mm-hmm. He needs to start transforming. And one of the things is his voice. And this is a Puerto Rican guy from the Bronx who has to sound like Barack Obama. I want to play a clip of when that real voice transformation starts. And Lewis is also a single father. His daughter, Reina, who the film follows their relationship rather closely, is living with her grandparents in Florida. And this is a video conversation that Lewis and his daughter are having.
How's your basketball workout?
It's good.
You see, here's the thing. You can be whatever you want. If you want to be an astronaut, you can become that. If you want to be a jerk, you will be that if you want to.
Am I going to be weird like you when I get older?
You're weird now.
It's kind of an amazing transformation, what he does with his voice.
Yeah, you know, initially he was able to make it work just taking pictures and doing non-speaking roles, but he needed that voice to be able to get, you know, acting gigs, performing gigs on stage, things that paid more money. And he has this thick Bronx accent and he drops swear words all the time. And part of the struggle is that he has to kind of lose the Bronx to become Obama. And he, over the course of the film, you kind of slowly watch this happen. And I love that moment you picked because he, you know, Lewis slips into Obama voice with his daughter. I mean, he's, you know, they're talking on Skype. He's not even performing. And so you start to see over the course of the film this sort of blending of Lewis and Obama into this new kind of hybrid character called Bronx Obama. You know, that's where the film title comes from, is that at the end of the day, he's not really the same Lewis he was in 2008, but he's not Obama either, obviously. He's the Bronx Obama.
One of the oddest parts of the film is the part of the time when Lewis, he joins up with this group of other political presidential impersonators, Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, and they're all kind of traveling around in this minivan together, all kind of looking like these men, but being this kind of regular guys who are just really annoyed that they have to share hotel rooms. Uh-huh. How taxing was the whole experience on Lewis, just the whole political circuit? He's not actually running for office, but it kind of seems like he is with the amount of work that he's doing.
I always sort of thought about it as this parallel campaign trail that Lewis was on. You know, when it was at its peak, it was a lot. It was lots of late night driving, you know, from one gig to another. And I think you see in the film, it's not glamorous. You know, it's sort of the edges of show business. I mean, he's, you know, it's not a Vegas style, you know, regular gig. He's got to travel all over to find work wherever he can. And I think it's exhausting. You see, there's a Bill Clinton character who shows up, and he's been doing this since 1994. And, you know, he starts to talk about how taxing the work can be. It's the lifestyle is kind of rough.
He's angry because he still has the body of Bill Clinton in the 90s, and now Clinton's a vegan. And so everything's changed.
Right. And he's still, you know, telling Monica Lewinsky jokes, and he jokes in the film that he, you know, thinks he looks more like Boris Yeltsin these days. And it's, you know, that's part of what I found interesting about Lewis's story and this world that I entered into, is that it's really kind of like being struck by lightning. I mean, it's just a genetic sort of lottery that Lewis happened upon. And it could have been, you know, his next door neighbor. It could have been me. It could have been you. And it just sort of is one of those things that happens, and then everything is different after that. Same was true for the Bill Clinton character. He was selling real estate before this happened. So,
well, thank you so much for talking to us about the film. It's really great.
Oh, thank you so much. Glad to.
Ryan Murdoch is the director of the film Bronx Obama, which will screen at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival tomorrow at 4:20. You can find out more information on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.